Federal election is on Monday, decision day for the leadership of our country. So it's important as believers to know how to pray and what our role is in our democracy. So here to help us answer a few questions about all this, Executive Vice President and resident theologian at the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada in Ottawa, David Goretzky. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
All right, so election times are very interesting for people who are believers because, first of all, democracy, I'm not sure that's something that we saw a lot of in the Bible, and people just kind of had to pray for the leaders that were sort of there. So a lot of the scriptures that we like to use around election times apply differently to them. Could you explain that a little bit?
Well, I think you're exactly right that the people in the biblical days, for the most part, had really nothing to do with how the leaders came into power. And so I think, for example, of the Apostle Paul and how he talks about praying for the authorities in 1 Timothy chapter 2. And he obviously knows, and his readers know who he's talking about when he says pray for the kings. Mm. And that's probably the emperor, and probably Emperor Nero, who wasn't really terribly friendly to Christians or to Jews. But yet he said, you know, pray for the men of ways. And I think Paul understood that whether we lived in a democracy or a dictatorship of some sort, the leaders are in the hands of God. They're still under his authority. And so I think Paul says we can pray with confidence, knowing that God's going to work in and through leaders, even when they don't necessarily agree with us.
Well, we thank God we have democracy now. We can pick our leaders. So what are some of the things that should be front of mind for us as believers?
I think that what's really important is recognizing that, you know, our prayer is your kingdom come, your will be done. That's the prayer that Jesus taught us. And God's kingdom is going to come. It's not something that's independent of the political process. So when we think about who we're looking at for who's going to be our leaders, I think we need to really consider who amongst the leaders, amongst the candidates, amongst the party platforms really aligns best with the righteousness and the justice that Jesus speaks of, for example, in the Sermon on the Mount. You know, who's going to make sure that these kinds of Christian convictions, even, and those are just not for Christians, those are for the common good for everybody, right? So we want justice for everyone. We want the freedom for people to be able to exercise the religion for everyone. That's part of what it means to be created in God's image, to be given that freedom. And so I think we're always looking for parties and platforms that support that freedom for people to be in a situation where they can freely seek after God, or if they don't want to, they don't have to. That's part of who they're, that choice that they've been given.
The reason I ask the question is because sometimes when we're praying, we might pray a prayer that says, Lord, put that person in leadership that you want there. But on the other hand, we are the ones that vote. So I think maybe we need to make a really careful distinction there. Would you agree?
I think we do. I think that it's really not about, as important as it is for us to want to know who's going to get in, and we obviously have our preferred candidates. I mean, candidates and parties, they come and go, right? They're here for a time, and then the next government comes in. And it's, I think we need to be thinking a little bit more long-term about how is a society moving, and what direction are we moving? Are there policies with long-term effects that are going to, you know, increase or decrease justice and righteousness in our country? And so not every candidate, not every party is going to be perfect. There's always going to be some things that we agree with and some things that we disagree with. And I think we have to be discerning and ask God, you know, who would you have us right now to be, you know, moving forward to help us in our society to live, you know, open and free lives. You know, Paul talks about, you know, pray for peace and pray for the ability to live quiet lives. I think that's the environment in which we know that the gospel will go forward. That's what I think we should be praying for.
Okay. Now, David, I'm going to ask you sort of a different question. Maybe nobody's asked you this before, but all right, so the election's over.
Yeah.
And now, okay, we've talked about praying before, but now it's the after. And whatever the results are, you know, there's always some people that are happy and some people that are a little bit disappointed. Now, how do we pray? You know, how do we approach that again?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think we need to pray that we're good neighbors. you know, it's really interesting to drive around the neighborhood and see all the different signs, right? And we realize that not everybody's going to vote the same way as that I might have voted for. And so I think both before and after the election, we have to remember that our neighbors are still our neighbors. And the way that we would want to talk to our neighbors about Christ, the way we want to talk to them about about the gospel, is really how we should be talking to them in that same kind of mode and manner before and after the election, you know, with respect. Yeah, these are the kinds of things I think we have to be always praying about, not just during an election.
David, how can people find out a little bit more about the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada and the resources that you have?
We are on the web at www.theefc.ca, and we actually have an election resource there as well. If you go to our web and search for election, you can find all kinds of resources about the issues that we're dealing with and some of the ways that the churches can be involved. And I think hopefully that people can benefit from what we've got on the web. So it's www.theefc.ca.
Fantastic. Executive Vice President of Evangelical Fellowship of Canada, David Goretzky, has been with us this morning. Thanks, David.
Thank you.